Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From New York City-based jazz saxophonist Owen Broder, we start a new hour of jazz with the tune I'm Not Afraid to Die, off his latest 2018 CD called Heritage, the American Roots Project. These days, he runs a variety of musical circles, leading his own groups, and he's also in others. He is a member of Anat Cohen's Tentet and has performed with internationally respected jazz artists like Ryan Truesdell's Gil Evans Project and Trio Globo. In musical theater, he was a member of the pit orchestras for the German tour of Greece and the off-Broadway production For the Last Time. He appeared with the band in David Bowie's Lazarus and originated the woodwind chair in the U.S. premiere tour of The Bodyguard, the musical. And he loves to perform live, as you can tell. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he elaborated on that joy.
Performing live is such a different experience than recording. And it's kind of, for me, it's why I do it. The energy, not only that the audience provides, but just kind of that in-the-moment energy that you get from playing with your peers and colleagues is really special and not something that can easily be recreated in a studio situation.
So Owen grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, and he also has hometown ties to Detroit, Michigan, and Washington, D.C. He has a bachelor's degree from the Eastman School of Music, very prestigious institution, and a master's from the Manhattan School of Music. And for Owen, things keep moving in the right direction. He is a young cat on the move in the city of jazz and dreams. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of saxophone bravado, from the lore of Charlie Parker to the modern day of Brett Jackson, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to make your world a bit better with the jazz. So this next New York-based drummer and Grammy nominee and a friend of Neon Jazz, the great Matt Wilson, he was a big influence on Owen. And as we go into the 2014 song Stomping Grounds off the CD Arts and Crafts, let's listen to him talk about the magic of Matt.
One of my favorite people to go hear is Matt Wilson. Every band that he does, you know, like we were talking about a few minutes ago, every band he does is completely different than his other bands. But they're just so marked by his kind of joyful approach. This is saxophonist Owen Brodo coming at you from New York. It's been a pleasure being on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the Detroit Bop Quintet with the tune Bluebird off their latest release, 2018's Two Birds. This band is made up of four of Detroit's best jazz musicians. I know what I said there. I could have said two Charlie Parkers.
I'm just trying to be a good engineer behind this window here. Best little engineer by the studio I can be.
I didn't mean anything by it. My fingers were down. Everything was fine. It's just two little birds. It could be the chickens out here in the garage.
Take two.
Take two. This band is made up of four of Detroit's best jazz musicians and saxophonists from Columbus, Ohio. This is interesting. On December 21st, 1947, speaking of Bird, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, Duke Jordan, Tommy Potter, and Max Roach recorded four Parker compositions for Savoy at the United Sound System Studio in, of all places, Detroit, Michigan.
Wouldn't you have loved to have been a fly on the wall?
Oh, my God. That would have been... Yeah. The Jazz DeLorean would have pulled right up there with skid marks, and I would have just hopped out with my puffy cut-off sleeve jacket.
Me and my seal sucker suit.
That's right. So 66 years, 7 months, and 29 days after this legendary recording session, they reconvened all of these guys in the same studio, Modern Players, reenacting that fateful day, and this was their result. It's a great album. So from Detroit, we come back to Kansas City. This is band leader Andy Kirk with his beloved 12 Clouds of Joy. This is the 1930 tune, Mary's Idea, And I would say it's a good one, a very good one.
Jamie Baum, jazz flutist composer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
He walked out and left me flat. He was right and that is that. Let it rain and let it pour, 'cause it don't matter no more. Tain't no use, tain't no use. Cook my goose, tain't no use. Played it fast, played it loose. Couldn't last, tain't no use. Say goodbye. Oh, tain't no use, tain't no use. Cook my goose, tain't no use. Thank you. potato use. No more love, tain't no use. I got pain, misery, got no brains. Woe is me. Why did I let him go? Why, oh why? I'm just a no good so-and-so. Oh, tain't no use. Tain't no use. Cook my goose. Tain't no use. Tain't no use. Tain't no use.
That was Homestead, Pennsylvania-born jazz vocalist and performer Maxine Sullivan with the tune Tain't No Use. So she was active for a full half century, from the mid-30s to just before her death in 1987. Throughout her career, she appeared as a performer on film as well as on stage, a precursor to the better-known vocalists of the day like Lady Ella, Billie Holiday, and Sarah Vaughan. Maxine is considered one of the best vocalists of the 30s, and she made it all the way to 75 years old, and she was inducted into the Big Band Jazz Hall of Fame back in 1998. From jazz saxophonist and flautist Frank West, we give you the 1981 tune Battle Royal off the LP The Flute Mastery of Frank West. And yes, it was. Thank you.
hi, everybody. This is Bruce Foreman, and please do like I do and listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. You won't regret it. The swinging sounds, enough to fill your ears full of joy and love for a long time.
That was the identical, musically inclined twins who grew up in Hong Kong, the Maguire twins, with the tune Clarity off the 2018 CD Seeking Higher Ground. So growing up, these two seldom heard jazz, and then at 15, they moved with their Japanese mother and American father to Memphis, Tennessee. They fell in love with jazz, devoting their young lives to it. So it's drummer Carl Maguire and bassist Alan Maguire, and they went into the studio in Memphis with the legend Donald Brown, barely in their 20s, and they recorded a very top-flight album with the likes of tenor saxophonist Gregory Tardy, trumpeter Bill Mobley, and pianist Aaron Goldberg. And as they say in the business, the rest is history. From prolific jazz pianist, composer, bandleader, and educator, Ahmad Jamal, this is the tune But Not For Me off the 2017 CD Jazz Moments. He is making a resurgence. He went into hiding for a little while, and we are glad he is back as this radio moment continues on Neon Jazz.
Miles Demeanor at Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was the Montreal group Bees Bees with the 2018 tune. John Christopher, that would be B apostrophe S, Bees.
Bees Bees.
Bees Bees.
Okay. I thought from, well, that's the bees' knees.
That's it. That's like beeswax right there.
There you go.
That was the 2018 tune Nothing Yet off their CD, Kanata. And this hard swinging jazz outfit is known for writing compelling original music and playing high energy interpretations of the music of past masters like the Jazz Messengers, Thelonious Monk, and Charlie Hayden. It's a great outfit. They are made up of four core members and several charter members, and they released their first album to a lot of acclaim back in 2015, and they just keep on moving on. So we heard this name earlier on. You always hear this name from the master, Jazz Cat from Kansas City, Charlie Bird Parker. This is Yardbird with his quintet with Loverman. It's the way he rolled as the love continues here on Neon Jazz.
Dr. Mike, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. You should too.
That was the cool and high-energy jazz outfit known as Peripheral Vision with the 2018 song Portrait of a Man in a Late 19th Century Frame. That's a long title. Off the CD, More Songs About Error and Shame. That's a lot of Peripheral Vision right there.
Yeah. Guys, a wordy.
Yes, these are
wordy. Wordy title there.
That's right. And with that, we give you one more tune about valor and cool from Willie the Lion Smith. This is the tune Noodle and his take on it, circa 1940. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a true jazz lion around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Beep bop doodle 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 doodle. Thank you.
And I like it. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We always love to hear from you out there in Radioland. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time.
Beat that thing.
Aha. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.